Hello, my darlings. This is Isolde Trachtenberg, and welcome to the Isolde Tea Show. On the show, we'll be exploring how you can take control and become the person you most want to be. If you want some additional information and resources, head over to isoldetea.com. In the meantime, enjoy the show. Hello, my loves. This is Isolde Tea. Tonight's podcast is frightening for me, and it's because I'm debuting my new book. Every Friday evening, I'll be reading a chapter of what I'm writing. It's a personal tale and one that some of you might find triggering, so I wanted to give you that warning. The book that I'm going to be chronicling and writing at the same time is called Overcome: How to Succeed Even If You Had a Shitty Childhood. I don't often talk about my experiences as an immigrant or as an abused child. This book will chronicle that story and how we can persevere and succeed even after childhood trauma. We need to address key challenges, but we can still strive and thrive. And that's the thing for me. That's why I started writing this book, is because I think that even though people who were abused as children have greater challenges in ideas of success and self-worth and self-esteem, they can still just rise right above that and overcome. And so that's why I decided to write this book, and that's why I'm doing this draft, if you will, on the podcast. So from now on, every Friday, you'll read or hear the next chapter. Tonight will be the introduction and part of chapter one. Overcome: How to Succeed Even If You Had a Shitty Childhood. Or, even if you had a traumatic early life, you can still persevere and thrive. Author's note: this is a success primer for people who had a traumatic childhood. You will note that this book will contain explicit language and some disturbing content. Please take this as a trigger warning. Thank you. Introduction. They say write what you know. Well, I know this. Almost every time I read or hear a successful person talk about how they got that way, they end up talking about having great parents, often a great mom. That early parental support gave these people something, a sense of being deserving, perhaps, that helped them persevere and succeed. A few of these success stories had troubled childhoods and are open about them, but they are few and far between. Either they actually had terrific parents who supported their eccentric ways and ideas, or they don't want to be open about it. I'm okay with people being circumspect about having crappy childhoods. It's a tough subject to address. I'm sure it's even harder when you are in the public eye. It takes a vulnerability few people are willing to exhibit to anyone and everyone who might be reading or listening. And yet, I believe we should talk about it. Barriers to success crop up every minute of every day, and more crop up every time you turn around. This is another set of challenges, and for people who grew up with troubled childhoods, it's a big one. Here's the thing. If one of the key ingredients to success is to have had supportive parenting, well, how do we address the people who didn't have that? More to the point, what about the people who had abusive childhoods, or worse? In my opinion, people who lived through that sort of trauma have special needs and specific challenges on the road to success. Can they succeed? Can they follow their dreams? Absolutely. Will their road be rockier and more full of potholes? Yes. That is why I decided to write this book. If it is true that people who had arduous early lives will have a tougher time succeeding, then we ought to shine a light on those challenges and see what we can do to meet them and overcome them. What if there was a way to do that? What if we could pinpoint the pitfalls that spring up in particular to people who didn't have that support and who didn't get a sense of their right to survive and to be here? And what if we pinpointed them, lined them up, and then figured out how to knock them down one at a time? What if we laid it all bare and then succeeded anyway? Wouldn't that be fantastic? I think it would. And what's more, I think it's possible. I can hear some of you thinking, holy crap, what will her parents think? What will everyone else think? How will she deal with her family after this? This just isn't done. And I'm here to say it is done, and I'm going to do it. Yes, my being this open about my early life as a Soviet Jewish immigrant in Michigan and an abused child and my tumultuous road to happiness and joy might elicit some difficult conversations between me and my mom. Although this is not a book about my parents' treatment of me as much as it is about my trailblazing a path to peace and happiness despite my upbringing. And you know what? This is nothing my mother doesn't know. After all, she was there. And she suffered her share of abuse. Hard as it is, I believe the more honest we are about our pasts, the more we face what happened, the more we can honor our survival. And here's the thing. I don't want to just survive. I want to thrive. And I want that for every single person who has gone through the same childhood abuse. If you were abused as a child, that trauma crawled inside you and made itself at home. You probably still fight some of those demons, perhaps on a daily basis. You might not even realize you're doing it. At the end of the day, a lot of the stuff I'm going to talk about is subjective and subconscious. My job here is to shine the light on why so many people have these barriers to their own success in the hope that once we see them and become aware of them, we can do the work to vanquish them. This is not an oh, woe is me book. This is a guidebook on how to recognize the particular pitfalls that an abused childhood brings and then systematically handle each one until they run for cover. I will be working with a psychologist who has agreed to write a chapter and a child abuse survivor specialist to ensure that I have my macro facts straight. I have the micro ones down. For myself, I know what's what. As a coach, I have consulted with thousands of people, many of whom were dealing with traumatic childhoods. The special barriers to success that are a result of a traumatic childhood are real, and they need to be addressed differently than those who had a, quote, normal upbringing. Yes, I know. Few of us can claim a, quote, normal childhood. However, there is a difference between normal and whipped with a lamp cord until you bled because you didn't want to sit in a chair. I recognize that the worst we have to deal with is the worst we have to deal with. So, to those of you who are offended that I am saying you had it easier if you weren't abused regularly, please accept my apologies. I'm not sure we can ever walk in each other's shoes. And yet, those early traumas change us. Don't you think? I am willing to bet that even those of you who feel you had that normal childhood will recognize some of the stories, ideas, and history in these pages. Many of us who don't believe we had that sort of abuse will hear a familiar ring of truth. If you do, then by all means, use the exercises, techniques, and methods contained in these pages. They will be helpful to you regardless of your past. And if you suffered trauma, they might just revolutionize your life. With this book, I intend to help everyone who needs these steps to see themselves as the survivors they have become. You all have my admiration, my respect, and my love. Are you ready? Let's do this. Chapter 1. Entrepreneur and businessman Gary Vaynerchuk gives a fair number of keynotes and speeches on success, entrepreneurship, and being true to yourself. One of his favorite bits of wisdom is that you need to just get over yourself. You need to be ready for success and feel like you're going to be successful, then you need to just grind until you get it done. One time, as I was watching one of his videos, I heard him say something that sparked me and ignited me. He said, quote, "And I'm talking about regular people. I mean, I'm not talking about people who are abused or whatever. That's a completely different story," unquote. But is it? Is it a completely different story? Should people who were abused not expect success? Should we retreat into shells? Should we hide? Should we forego any sense of entitlement because it wasn't given to us by parents who, instead of caring for us, treated us like complete shit? Who neglected us? Who abused us? On some level, you might be thinking, boo-hoo, get over it, it was years ago. But here's the thing. You build up armor, and the very thing that helped you survive when you were a child is the very thing that stands most in your way now. They don't call them your formative years for nothing. They form the basis of who you are and, in many ways, your internal recipe. You're going to hear me use Gary Vaynerchuk as an example a lot. He and I have similar stories. We were both born in the Soviet Union, and both our families immigrated to the USA in the 1970s. I came over when I was 7. He came over when he was 3. We both came over to families who had nothing when they got here. But in many ways, that's where the similarities end. Whereas he talks about having a mother who thought he burped rainbows, I had a mother who thought differently. He talks about having a distant father, or an absent one, until he was a teen. I had a father who beat the crap out of all of us and consistently demoralized, intimidated, and dehumanized us. In his mind, he was king. Here is a small example of his style of parenting. He would hold up a white piece of paper and he would say, quote, "I'm your father. If I say this piece of paper is black, you say it's black. My word is law." We were 3 little girls who had absolutely no way to defend ourselves. That could have been soul-destroying. It nearly was. I think it is only a testament to the strength of character of my sisters and me that we survived and ended up thriving. But I'm going to be honest with you. It took me years, decades, to get to a place where an underlying fear and a constant vigilance didn't color every waking moment. I'm not talking paranoia here. I'm talking the visceral response to knowing that the very people who were supposed to take care of you when you were a child, when you were a baby, were the ones you couldn't trust. The ones who were supposed to be your caretakers were the ones who were your terrorizers and abusers. Talk about a mind trip. How do you overcome that? And that's the thing. You can. You will. That is the end of chapter 1. Wow. I didn't expect to be doing this, and yet here I am. I hope you'll join me for the rest of the development of this book. I'll be doing this every Friday evening until the book is complete. If you have questions, if you want to share your own story, get in touch with me. I would love to hear about it. This is Isolde T. Until next time. As always, if you have any questions, find me on Twitter at Isolde T, IZOLDAT, or drop me an email, isolde@isoldet.com. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, this is Isolde T, and I'm sending you all of my love. Thanks for joining us today, everybody. I hope you had as terrific a time as I did. Until next time, keep looking for inspiration to take control and own your world. This episode was produced by Isolde Trachtenberg. Today's music brought to you by Kevin MacLeod, Laser Groove, and Ave Marimba by Creative Commons License 3.0. This episode of Own Your World with Isolde T is copyright 2017 by Isolde Trachtenberg.